Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coin sales, bro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black gone, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck COINTELPRO, bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
The same. I'm always ready to take a life again.
fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray to me. Take my pain for me, take my soul for me, cause I'm alone with you. If I won't die for you, if I won't kill for you, then I feel this bad for you.
Power brothers and sisters, Black Power brothers and sisters, we are getting ready to kick off tonight's program. We have a brief clip, a very powerful clip, however, that we were going to play from the most honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I want to do a quick mic check with our co-host, Brother Emmanuel, our Houston chairman. Black Power, Brother Emmanuel, do you hear me?
Black Power, got it. Black Power, General.
Black Power, Black Power. Right on, right on. And what I'm going to do, we're going to go ahead and, you know, tonight's program, we're going to be addressing the fact, if y'all don't really realize what's taking place right now, we're living in the apocalypse as we speak. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? And the apocalypse does not mean the planet is going anywhere. The apocalypse has nothing to do with the planet going anywhere, but it's the end of the so-called ruling class. It is going to be the change, the total complete change in the way things have been operating as we know it. Yeah, there's going to be catastrophic occurrences going on that are taking place right now. It says there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. Well, there's been wars, rumors of wars, wars on top of motherfucking wars. You know what I'm saying?
Earthquake.
It says it's going to be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, you know goddamn well this gay-ass country we living in and gay-ass world we living in under the white man's gay ass. I said it. All of this faggotry and idolatry that's going on and folks want to act like it's not. We said it. These are not the ways of the Most High, of the Creator, or even African people. You know what I'm saying? Now they trying to push pedophilia. There's too many people trying to half-ass of what's going on. I'm thinking about when the clip we played last night, and Wesley Muhammad was like, "Nah, we ain't finna leave God out of this. If you don't believe in God, man, stay your ass the fucking away from us. Do you understand? So we are not going to click because we are the children of the Most High. You better ask somebody. And you can tell by the works that we do of our father and our mother. It ain't no just our father. Come on. It's mother, father, child. All the things that the white man told you was a damn lie. They took the female out of everything in the matriarchal, from the matriarchal societies to making it patriarchal to making it homosexual is what it's become. Anytime you take the woman out of the equation and you only have a male dominance, or anytime you take the male out of the equation and you only have female dominance, that is not right. That is not balanced. That is not nature. We wouldn't even much be on the planet had it not been for our mother and our father coming together, making love, having children. The child was nurtured in the womb and came out of a woman. You all got an umbilical cord. You know damn well ain't nobody came out of nobody's side rib. Cut the foolishness. But we are to be on each other's side, hip to hip, joint to joint. See, all of the false translations, all of the trickery must stop. You know, damn well ain't no snake sitting around and talking to nobody. And even if they did, we did have the ability to communicate with all of the species of the planet when we were in our full functioning minds as African original people. But we are not that in these days, but we are that. But we don't know that, so we're not acting in that manner. So there must be a complete annihilation of the way things are so we can get back in order, back to who we truly are, and back to our rulership, and back to our divine way. How the hell you got these degenerates, these savage cave dwellers, being in dominance over the world, controlling the culture, and every culture they got, they stole from us, bootlegged it, wiped it out, and resended it to you, fried, dyed, and processed, and packaged up, rebranded. All you need to do is just stand up right and be about your natural, beautiful black self. Loving every morsel of yourself from the top of your head to your toes. We don't have to put all that shit on our head and shit all up, sticking shit all in your ears and taking your stomach and sticking it in your butt and taking the butt juice and sticking it in your lips. This is what people are doing. Foolish. Your butt juice is not supposed to go on your lips. You're not supposed to let somebody slice you open and stick in an artificial insemination that look okay for a moment in time, and then your body start breaking down because you got bullshit inside of you. You got silicone. But how did that happen? It's because you got silly putty in your brain faculty. And that shit needs to be washed out. It needs to be, your brain needs to be washed out of the lies from the white man and his niggas and everybody in the middle. That's the intro. Yeah, it's a far cry from what Marcus Garvey said, but it's the same thing. The same thing. You sitting there worshiping a damn white man. How dumb are you? Do you want to pass these things on to your children? And your children's children. And then you get mad at those of us that don't want to be no cotton-picking slave. You don't want to be a cotton-picking slave like us, but you too good for us. You're damn right. You are absolutely correct. Why in the world would we want to fix our minds to be a cotton-picking slave? So we're going to kick it out with some Marcus Garvey and some more Marcus Garvey. I'm going to play a couple of clips. We just going to play these clips over and over like the radio do till it gets into your brain.
Uh-oh.
Until it gets into your brain.
Dang.
Till you understand what time it is. You ready for it, Brother Manuel?
I'm ready for it. I want to stain their brain.
let's stain their brain. Let's black it out. Black power.
Black power.
There's no future for the people who deny their past. My foreparents, my grandparents, my mother, my father did not suffer and die to give me an education to slight, oppress, or discourage my people. Because whatsoever education I acquired out of their sacrifice of over 300 years, I shall use for the salvation of the 400 million black people of the world. And the day when I forsake my people, may God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. I unequivocally rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Well, I predicated my view of man on the doctrine. If death has power, then count on me to be the real Marcus Garvey I would like to be. If I may come in an earthquake or a plague or a pestilence or as God would have me, then be assured that I shall never desert you and make your enemies triumph over you. Will I not go to hell a million times for you? If I die in Atlanta, my work will only just then begin. For I shall live in the physical or the spiritual to see the day of Africa's glory. When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black, and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up first with God's strength and blessing to lead the millions up the heights and the triumph that you well know. Look for me in a world when there is storm. Look for me all around you, for with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars haven't passed through the colleges, the universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. Yes. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. Yes. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. Yes. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Yes. Can we do it? Yes. We can do it.
Yes.
We will. We shall do it.
Yes.
We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership.
Yes.
And He has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies. But a vision that said it must be a free and redeemed Africa.
Yes.
Christ the crucified, Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden up the heights of Calvary, when white men spurned you, when white men scorned you, when white men spat upon you, when white men pierced your side out of which blood and water gushed forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us on up the heights. Oh, yes, the cause is grand, the cause is glorious. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on. Oh, mighty shepherd, stay, sail on. Sail on until the flag of the red, the black, and the green is perched upon the hills of their Africa. Because the time has come for the black man to forget his hero worship of other races and to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the positions of fame and honor black men and women who have made a distinct contribution to our racial history. Sojourner Truth is worthy of a place of sainthood alongside of Joan of Arc. Crispus Attucks and George William Gordon are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture's brilliancy as a soldier or a statesman outshone that of any other people. Hence he's entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Because Africa's created millions and countless millions of black men and women in war and peace, whose luster and bravery outshone that of any other people. So why not see good and perfection in ourselves? We must inspire a literature and promulgate a doctrine of our own without any apologies to the powers that be. That right is ours and God. Let sentiments and cross opinions go to the winds. We are entitled to our own opinion and are not obligated to or bound by the opinions of others. If others laugh at you, return the laughter to them. If they mimic you, return the compliment with equal force. Because they have no more right to dishonor, discredit you in manhood than you have in dealing with them. Honor them when they honor you. Disrespect and disregard them when they vilely treat you. Their arrogance is but skin deep. An assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. They have sprung from the same family tree of obscurity as we have. Their history is as rude in its primitiveness as ours. Their ancestors were running wild in living in trees of branches like monkeys as ours. They made human sacrifices, ate the flesh of their own dead and wild meat from beasts for centuries, even as they have accused us of doing. Their cannibalism is more prolonged than ours. When we were embracing the banks of the Nile, they were still drinking blood out of the skulls of their conquered dead. After our civilization had reached the noonday of progress, they were still living in holes with bats, rats, and other insects and animals. After we had already unfathomed the mystery of the stars and reduced the heavenly constellation to minute and regular calculus, they were still backwoodsmen living in ignorance and in blatant darkness. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves? Their modern improvement.
Black Power. Black Power, did y'all hear
Black
that?
Power.
That's the first clip. That's the first clip. Hold on, we're going to have a conversation. Talk black to me. We got Brother Emmanuel on, and we got Brother Laramie on, our chairman out of Baton Rouge. We told you we would allow him to finish his report from yesterday. We got to rolling. But let's give our honor and praise to the Most High, the creators of this planet, our ancestors, our loyal, wonderful, powerful, almighty ancestors. What people to grace the planet have such ancestors as we? What people have been through, what we have been through and are going through? The foolishness must stop. The shenanigans, the coonery, the buffoonery, the queerness, the ignorance, the cowardliness. It must stop. The distrust, the disloyalty, all of those things that are not of honor, that are not of our original way, must end, must stop. You must be 100 at all times, 100% on a righteous, black, godly, powerful manner and way of being, nothing less. We are not bitches and hoes and niggas and dogs. It's not us. No, we are God, goddesses, kings, queens, prince, princesses, princes and princesses, and mothers and fathers and daughters and sons and sisters and brothers and cousins. Kinfolk, we should not be out on no Cain and Abel shit, you damn fools. What kind of foolishness were you going around killing your own brother and sister? And what kind of weakness, as Marcus Garvey says, what kind of leadership would allow this or encourage this? You got preachers allowing punkiness, so now everybody else is a Catholic church. Oh, the skirts have been lifted, as the Honorable Dr. Khaled Muhammad, may he rest in peace, and we send him a black eternal power. The skirt is lifted. You try to sneak around acting like y'all were the children of God. You made God a white man with stringy hair saying this God's son, so this God. That was a lie. Jesus is a black man. Now what? So that means God is black. Now what? That's what you fooled our people with your Christianity and saying, right? Well, the truth is there. See, trickology, see, the devil, trickology, the devil can't even use trickery without having to come with truth. Because if the devil and the deceivers and the wickedness came straight 100% false, you wouldn't fool with them in the first place. So they got to come in the name of God, like the missionary with a damn hand pedophiling the kids and stealing and plundering and dropping little paws in here and a paws there in your food bloodline and supply line. The missionary. Oh, we come in peace. This is for your better good. We care about you and your family. And then comes that military. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, have you taken your vaccine? Get the fuck out of here. These are the times and days that we're living in. The apocalypse is now. The rapture is occurring. These are the times that we're living in. And do you want to make it through it or not? If not, get the hell away from us, because y'all is the problem. You cracker lovers are the problem. You niggardly ones, because the cracker is the main source of evil. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. Don't say, well, he did a little good. Who gives a fuck? And it really ain't do no little good, because every time they do something, it's a motive behind it. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. Marcus Garvey, 100 years ago, over 100 years ago, right around this time, though, 100 years ago, this was the energy, this was the vibe. And Marcus Garvey was a Garveyite, and Marcus Garvey said he came here because he was looking for Booker T to meet up with Booker T. And Booker T was telling the black people to work with your hands and build your own stuff. Don't give away that skill and that craft. While the white folks are saying, oh, no, we got unions. This for us, by us. If you ain't in this white man union, you can't be no carpenter. You know what I'm saying? We went on about our business, our business, our own communities. Immediately after so-called chattel slavery, just like we had before the slave trade began, because we've been the builders of civilization, township. It ain't nothing new under the sun, much less the children of the sun been up under it. So we know this. Why in God's green earth would anyone think that we should be allowing this to continue or be in any way comfortable with passing this on to the next generation? This is on our watch, mind you. We're able to listen to Marcus today, but he's here in the whirlwind. He's here as an ancestor. We're the ones walking around, moving about in this realm right here, right now, in this time, on this earth. It is on our watch. Those of you who are listening, it's on your watch too, even if you don't call yourself a Panther, because you listen to the Panther frequency, so you're on the same tune, so you know what time it is. And you know what time it is, and you're with it, that's why you're listening, or you know what time it is, and you're with the enemy, and fuck you, and you can't stop this. Please understand. We are going to be victorious. We will. We're going to go through, and we are going through some rough times, the famine. They have created a, how you create a famine in a city? I'll tell you how. You say, you can't come in here and eat if you have not taken my poison. Boom. Famine in the city. How do you overcome that? You got two ways. You're going to say, fuck that, and you're going to do something about it. Those two are the ways. If somebody tell me something else that's going to be a better way or that we can add to it, and let's add to it, but those two ways are for damn sure. You got to know what's going on. Say something about it. Do something about it. Oh, shit, that's three things. Black Power, brothers and sisters. Buddy Manuel, I'm fired up. And we on 30 minutes into the show. Black Power, you have the floor, King.
Black Power, giving all power, all honor, all love to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most importantly, those that are here now. We greet all our brothers and sisters with the greatest words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. We know you will greet us back.
Alaykum salam, King.
Reply, well, alaykum salam. Black Power, you right on it. The sun and the earth. Those are things that you look at right now that you are able to testify to witness. You are standing, you are living, residing on what is called the earth. Now, above the earth is a big ball that you see, that you feel heat, that has been defined to you as the sun. It is a light source. So those two things you've been able to testify to every day that you have existed. And testifying to those things lets you know that the sun is defined as the father. The earth is defined as a mother. Why? Because the earth gives life. It is where everything is rooted from. It keeps everything balanced. It keeps everything stable with this thing called the gravitational pull. It's like mama won't let go of you. And you can see that in the relationship of a mother and their children. If there be real, a true mother, she has an attachment to them. And she doesn't want to let them go no matter what the circumstances is, even if it's a good thing of growing up or if it's a sad occasion of letting them go from this life existence. But that is the true essence, because whatever is grown in you, it is a part of you. And so the earth has everything attached to it. Now, what feeds the earth? The energy from the sun. So you need sunlight. You need that sunlight. Why? Because that sunlight touches the water and it condenses it and it makes it go up. Precipitation and come right back down, the rain. It is the heat from that sun, that continuous heat. That's why the sun is so hot. No one can live on its surface. And see, that sun is so symbolic of a father. Many people have had the father, and I don't want you to think a father is that type that, oh, shit, my no, forget you, I ain't trying to hear it. Oh, man, he tough, that's a daddy. No, that's a controller. And many of us have been taught to be that. Many of us have displayed those behaviors. But I'm here to tell you about the true father and the true mother. The true father's image is one of discipline. He stays strong and steadfast in whatever decision he makes. That's why the surface of the sun will never be able to be inhabited because of the constant movements of the heat, because of the whole total job that the sun does. So the father, symbolically on this earth, is to be that same unchanging, unwavering being in the life of you. It also gives you energy. It is a life source to you. So your father will be the one that gives you into your mother. And then once your mother has nurtured you, he molds you and he protects you. And in any fashion, when someone is being a father to you, that's the relationship that they're supposed to have, the relationship of the son to the earth. Now, one does not work without the other. How are they tied? They are universally tied. They're tied through cosmic strings. That's why we go around and it stays at a distance to where it doesn't burn us too much while we're on top of Mother Earth, while we inhabitate Mother Earth. Why is the sun and the earth able to be apart but still work together? It's the universal order of mother and father. daddy not always up under mama, mama not always up under daddy, but they have a line of communication that's supposed to be unable to be breached by anybody. If they're working properly, then it's unable to be breached because the sun gonna come up no matter how you feel. No matter what the day look like, you can look outside right now and say, oh, it's cloudy. No, the hell it ain't. It is a sunny day out there. It just has clouds in front of the sun, and you can't see the sun shine its normal brightness of light and give its normal heat because it's being blocked by those clouds. Why? Because even though you don't know it, everybody today wished for a nice, sunny, beautiful day down in Houston. But the plants needed to be watered. If we allow the sun to come with this 95-degree heat that's been hitting, they're getting scorched. Which one of us are caring about the earth, the plants, and can water some of the cracks and crevices all over this? We don't have an irrigation system like that. This is God's irrigation system. So you might have wanted a sunny day, but the earth needed the water that it gets. So is this not a beautiful day? Yes, it is. Because, see, even though you don't understand why mama and daddy made the decision they made, when they worked together, they made the proper decision for you. Because mama based her decision off of her emotional attachment to you, and father based his decision off of his disciplinary, his loving, strength, and caring, and protective nature responsibility that he has to you. Not for you, but to you, for making you. So he has that divine obligation to you, and for both of them doing it and doing it in the right way, they will be doing what is best for you. Not for their selfish needs or their selfish wants.
Oh, I was a basketball player. I want my son to be a basketball player.
No, let Junior be what the hell he is going to be. Stop doing that to our children, because that's not being what you're supposed to be. That's not the proper thing that you've been seeing, the thing that you're standing on. And you see what they've been trying to do to the earth. They've been trying to explain it in all kind of different ways. They've been trying to explain the cause of its making, the reason for its being. But all they do know is when you put a seed in the earth has minerals that take control of the seed and begin to transform it into whatever is inside of the essence of the seed. They can't do it. We can't redo it. We can't explain it completely. The DNA graph that would go across to be able to speak the code out would take years and years of being up 24 hours a day speaking words continuously every second. No, can't do it. Wouldn't be able to learn it. It's that magnificent. But you don't understand the magnificence when you're standing on top of it and can't see down into it. So that's symbolic of you don't understand the relationship of the mother and father, the need for the mother and father, for them to be working and bonding it right for the working of the child, who will then one day become mother and father themselves. This is a repetitive thing. The most important thing is that you understand properly. And so your father and mother is giving it to you proper. So as the General Crystal say, we never had a hang up on this. We always knew that there was mother and father. So when we said one, when Marcus Garvey says one love, he's not leaving out the woman. There is no leaving out the woman. He's not leaving out the man. There is no leaving out the man, because the God and the Goddess reign one supreme. Together we are a unit. And that's why they even in these forged ceremonies of our originated understandings of it, now they have these things called weddings. And so in the vows they tell you, I now pronounce you husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. You are now one. These are the things that they knew the truths of, because they're stolen from us, re-given in the wrong way. But we have the truth right before our eyes. the house that's run with the mother and father, the mother and father that runs their house together, are a magnificent thing. And yes, they're going to keep all their business. Audio is, it ain't for you to know all of it while we're running it. But eventually, playing your part and us playing our part, we will teach you these things, but we want you to do them for yourselves. So the farmer is going to teach his children how to farm the same land in the same fashion. Therefore, you're getting the same fruits and all that, but from different people, but from the same lessons over time. Now, this is going all into why we must protect our minds, why we must listen. When you hear these great speakers, you need to know who they are so that you don't think, okay, this is, yeah, just another person that do sound good. This man whom we allow you the blessing to hear his words from beyond his grave, because he's gone to us now in physical form. So to hear him as he spoke these things, and those people that you heard in the audience that were cheering and that were giving approval, when you go back and you see what he was able to pull together in the city of Chicago, huge, large numbers of people. This man had parades in Harlem. Parades. Black people unify, uniform, stepping on the same step. The women, the kids, the junior squads, the elders, they had medals on. This wasn't the U.S. Army. The brothers and sisters, he was in horse and carriage. They covered the streets, they covered huge numbers. He brought the people together. He didn't just speak to them all. The people at that time believed. Who are those people we've been talking about? Talking about our grandparents. Those the ones that heard his words, and they didn't just hear it, but they heard him and they got up and they did something because they unified with him. Go back and look. So now you can have a new understanding why you need to hear him. Now you can have a new respect for what you're hearing, why he speaks. That's not anger. That's love or passion for my people. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't try to wake you up. I keep you in the system that keeps you down. There's a lot of us that keep them asleep. There's a lot of them that say they love us, but they keep us asleep. And then they say, oh, I didn't know. How dare you not know when you're dealing with my life, but say you love me? I'm going to give you the truth. It's got to be the truth. And the truth is one. Is they have thought they fooled us, but fooled their own children. For now, we're the only ones that know the realities. And we know, working together, the home is magnificent. They know this. If they didn't, they would not have targeted the system of what you go through right now called welfare, where they say the mother or the father has to be absent out of the home to get help. Together you make too much. They don't want the unified system in our households, but in the other households, they uphold it. You see it in your commercials and all that. They always show us in a stressed out situation. When they show their babies, and when they show what they want you to see as the most important babies, they show them in a good situation. Mom and dad up early in the morning making breakfast, and they're all having a good breakfast and talking and get to leave out together and take the science project to school that we worked all night on. But the black kid is running to the bus stop, and mom is getting splashed on, and everybody is saying, well, dad is nowhere around. So we're psychologically seeing it and like, yeah, that happens. That happens with us. So when we are told to fight for the family, fight to stay together, because the kids need us together. We don't want to do it. Everybody want to quit and give up. We don't know why we want to quit and give up. It's easier together with us. Somebody's psychologically tricking us at every angle. And they're good tricks, but they're ours. So we reclaim the knowledge of them and give them back to each other. And that's what these lectures are doing. That's what these speeches from beyond the grave are doing. It is to get into your brain and make you want to know more. And when you yourself seek it, I can know it all. And how I got it is how I got it, but I got it. You don't have it. We need you, the listeners, from every end of the earth to go and seek it out. And when you seek it out, you'll seek more and more. And as you acquire more and more, now you will have everything you need, the complete suit to be a soldier. You must wear all the armor. And you must get those armor, those pieces that are built for different parts of your body to protect it in different places. But brought together, unified, protects the whole of one soldier. It all comes back to one. But we never got a hang up on it, so you should never get a hang up on it. Because as you breathe air, you still have to drink water. Even though they're the same thing, one is compounded. They're the same molecules, H2O. But you need them both. You need the earth to grow the food you eat. You need the sun. You need the cool, the moon, because you can't take daddy all day long. You're fired. You need a cooling time. So he said it'd be a time of rest. It's many symbolic ways that they broke it down and put it into their books. And now in the last place, the Babylonian place, they put it into our books over here. But we are the babies that have finally woke up. But it has been there. Look, Marcus proved it. This man had boats. This man was putting together a big, huge ship to take them all back. Anybody that wanted to go back, he had built the alliances. They didn't want that to happen, so they shut him down, deported him to Jamaica. Over in Jamaica, many of the people in the lands, they didn't give him the proper respect that he should have got. And so in later years in his life, many of the people in Africa brought him over, and he was guest, and he lived an Islamic life down to his last days. But far from the greatness of what you would see he produced on the very streets over here amongst those who said, can't be done by niggas. Amongst those who say, can't be done. It was done. And he sat at the helm. Magnificent. But we were everywhere. He could have been shot down like any others. Like Martin said, his father, who was a follower of Garvey, like many other ones who were a follower, was shot down, cold blood, many kind of ways. He was the most hated by them at a time when it was legal to kill us. He didn't have to do it. I don't give a fuck how much money you was giving him. He didn't have to give you that. But he chose to, for the ancestors or who you are today. But you must know yourselves by knowing them. So pay attention, as Crystal said. But this is Family and Friends Day. This is Sunday. This is the day everybody gathers. This is the day they told us to have the food and eat. This is the day we all meet up, even if we don't see each other all week. This is the day that the workplace say is supposed to be off. They don't open up the liquor stores. Oh, how kind of them. How nice of them. They care about us. And they're going to get us 6 days a week. But today on Sunday, God's day, we're not going to even sell it before 12. Oh, how kind of them.
I mean, Black Power, unless you're in New Orleans.
Black Power.
Black Power, they said it 24/7, all they was, but it's a new Orleans going on. We still got our Marcus Garvey reports, Black Power. Listen, we got our chairman out of Baton Rouge who was following up on his report from yesterday, and we have our chairman out of New Orleans who's giving a field report from today on both of these chapters. celebration honoring of the most honorable Marcus Mosar Garvey this weekend. We want to make sure that everyone is flying their red, black, and green, not just today, but every day. You know what I'm saying? That was given to us by the honorable Marcus Mosar Garvey, that we may have a flag to represent our own, a Pan-African flag. You can fly this flag even if you're in Jamaica with your Jamaican flag. You can fly it even in Nigeria with your Nigerian flag, or Guinea-Bissau with your, because this is a Pan-African flag. It is not contrary to any of our great people and nations and tribes and cliques and families and neighborhoods and hoods and communities and places that need unity and all of that. You know, so with that being said, look at these beautiful black people, these new Black Panther Party members that can tap in and say, you know what, I'm ready to do something about all this, you know what I'm saying? And I can tell you my comrades are so mighty. I mean, Emmanuel would have kept going until tomorrow if I didn't chime in, because he got so much wisdom to bring to you. Until tomorrow and tomorrow, the wisdom is pure and genuine. It's from the heart, the spirit, the love. And then we got our chapters out there in the trenches with the people, serving the people, feeding the people. They like, oh, what are we going to do? I really got like, chill out. It's all right. We got another way. Y'all not stopping us. Y'all didn't force us to get a little bit more cerebral for the moment and to transmit our information across the planet. Yeah, so our comrades did a virtual presentation yesterday in Baton Rouge, and the comrades in New Orleans was in the field in the trenches today. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's so much to be said. So go ahead, brother Laramie, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. When you got cut off last night, you were talking about the fact that y'all not only honored Marcus Mosar Garvey, you were speaking about what was going on in the prisons, the people, the advocates, as well as I believe you were getting ready to talk about the political prisoners that you guys made sure to politicize and highlight yesterday as well. So we're going to have you finish with that field report, and then we'll have our chairman out of New Orleans, Brother Kaimi, come in and get a field report about today's Garvey celebrations in the city where Marcus Garvey was deported from, with some of his strongest supporters, Queen Mother Moore and all of them. Such greatness happened. And I'm going to play that, too. I'm going to play that. Boy, we got so much to play. We got a whole week. Y'all better, if y'all didn't know about Garvey, you're going to learn today. Go ahead, Brother Laramie. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Sister Crystal. Thank you, Brother Man, for holding it down. You always hold it down, motivating the people, motivating us, directing us, and giving us insight and the courage and the fealty to, you know, to be for the people, be vanguard for the people. I was going to get back into what we talked about yesterday. So the second half of the show, we went into more the advocacy, the political prisoners, and we had a sister out in New Orleans by the name of Honey B Real 504 come on and do a little inspirational song. So we got into that. We read the poem that Amy Dox Garfield wrote for the flag. It's a beautiful poem. If you don't know it, go find Amy Dox Garfield. We read that, and the sister out of New Orleans, she had a very inspirational song. It was nothing about twerking. It was nothing about selling dope. It was nothing about herself. It was all about inspiring the people. You understand what I'm saying? That's what this is about. Marcus Garvey, at his young age, inspired a nation of people, not only from where he's from in Jamaica, but across these lands. So that's why this is so important, because not only did he inspire those many people out of the African diaspora, he also inspired Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and people like us in the New Black Panther Party. So after the young sister did the song, we had Sister Cherie with the Justice and Accountability Organization. She works very, very hard. She's working with the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Reform Coalition. I'm talking about she does not let up. She does not hold back. She is no holds barred. I mean, she lets them know what is going on and what they are doing wrong. I mean, she goes straight for the hip. I mean, when you get a call from her, guess what? You better have some explaining to do about the conditions that our brothers are living in, about the accountability. There's been 49 confirmed deaths in East Baton Rouge Parish Prison since 2012. That's confirmed. Confirmed meaning somebody from the inside or a family member called the coalition.
Damn,
or somebody
they
out there
murdering
said, hey, somebody
people.
Died. They and them, it is bad. The conditions are bad. And mind you, there's been suicides. We don't even believe there was suicides. There's no way that a man this March spent 6 hours in a jail cell and hung himself. Ain't no way in the world that's going to happen. Something happened, and something that has to be explained. There's been no investigations and so on and so forth. There's a woman who just recently died from not receiving her heart medication in the proper time. She was only there for 12 hours. This woman died in the arms of another cellmate that she just bonded out with. She was about to get bonded. They went to the bond hearing together, was there the whole day. And while her daughter was on the way to pick her up with the money, this woman died. So we are not holding back. East Baton Rouge Parish Metro Council, they're getting held accountable. The sheriff, the head sheriff, Sid Goto, he's going to be held accountable. The mayor, the police chief, and everybody. We're letting them all know this is on your watch. That death is on your hands. And we cannot continue to let our brothers and sisters be held in these tumultuous conditions. This is goes against the Eighth Amendment, which is crime and cruel and unusual punishment. That's what our brother Ozone is dealing with. That's what all the political prisoners are dealing with. Brother Hannibal in New York, Matula Shakur, H-Rap Brown, and now you've seen murders making some noise over at Hunt's. You've seen what happened to in Angola. The Angola medical facility was just considered unconstitutional because they had unlicensed doctors working on people and administering medicine. That's the kind of things that we deal with here in Louisiana and across this country over and over again. So we had that sister come on and give us some insight once a month in New Orleans. I believe it's going to be the last week. It's going to be the last week of this month. They have free clinics for expungements. They have free lawyer consultations right there in New Orleans. I'm going to get those addresses and numbers so we can help out our brothers and sisters that need these things, because they will hold you. They will literally not let you get an apartment, get a certain job just because of an arrest. So it's not just about getting your record exposed.
An indictment or exposed. Conviction.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get arrested and have it even, you don't even get convicted, but because mm-hmm. you were just arrested, they're discriminating.
Yes. Yes, they definitely
yes,
will. So you have a lot of people definitely working hard on getting these things for the people. And if you're not working on that for the people who deal with these things in the trenches, behind enemy lines, inside of these enslavement camps, don't talk to me. I'm for the people. Our people don't make mistakes. Guess what? We don't want to lift us up. So all these coon-ass niggas that don't care about it and all that shit, I'm going to worry about the people that's on the outside. Well, it takes only a millisecond for somebody to be on the inside. It could be me, it could be you. You better hope that they know who you are when you go up in there. You know what I'm saying? You better hope that somebody looks out for you. So you better do some work out here helping the people in the trenches, the homeless and everybody else out here. So, what got me fired up. But,
That's good. It's summertime. It's August. It's Black August. You know what I'm saying? It's good.
And that's the time
for
within. We don't have time for all these little games and all this hand slapping and cooling. Let me tell you something about Louisiana. I love Louisiana. I was born and raised here. And I lived in six different states. But I've never seen so many black people ride on the white man's ass so much. On the police's ass so much. Every other organization here in Baton Rouge got to have a police riding behind them. They got to get money from the mayor. They got to go and get the police to do their little parades and do all their little information.
Oh, that's everywhere. That's all across America. That's the game.
I'm like,
everybody in their pocket. You know, that's across America.
All these
we the only ones in their pocket. That's why they got a problem with us.
We got,
go ahead, brother.
We got so many black lawyers out here that graduate from Southern University. Dozens every year. But nobody ran against that hell-bound devil, crack-ass cracker, Hiller Moore. Nobody
Hiller
ran
Moore.
Against him. Not one black lawyer. Not one ran against him. You want to talk about I was hot. I said, how many black lawyers we got in here? I know some. I know more than a few. All these black politicians. We got a black mayor. We got a black state superintendent. We got a black police chief. But yet and still, our people are suffering. And that's what Malcolm X talks about.
And they ain't nothing but black coconuts, man. That's just like in New Orleans. You got a black mayor, a black woman that came from California pushing a white man's agenda over and over and over. It doesn't matter. If they're in the seat of government, they have 99.9% have the sold they sold. Every now and then, we'll get an anomaly. And those, most of the ones who are the nominee, they have been raised in the movement. And they go in, like Brother Raheem or Kwame, my brother, Lumumba, Chokwe Lumumba, and Jackson, Mia Baraka, but you didn't, Ross Baraka, son of Mia Baraka. But then, somehow or another, they kill him like they did Chokwe. Say, you know, put some in his food and say he had an aneurysm. Or they'll, I don't know what's going on with Ross Baraka. You can't straddle the fence. Baraka, hold the line. Talking about the city of, employees got to take these shots. Then Coontrail in New Orleans talking about you can't go in. She going to create a famine in the city. They're creating famines in these cities. You can't go into the restaurant without a vaccine. The grocery stores, what? Are you fucking kidding me? They want it to pop off. And guess what? They're going to get what they asked for. But it ain't going to be the way they thought it was going to be.
Oh, no.
It ain't no
ain't
fun
gonna be no...
when a rabbit got the gun. Black power, that's all I'm trying to tell you. The people outnumber the pig. And all these sick games they doing. And people that you done voted, you done voted for somebody that don't give a damn about you. These lawyers, they don't go to, they're capitalists. They just want money. They don't care about justice. But there are those who do, so let's find those that do, and let's promote those. And hell, if they don't got them, shit, we might got to find somebody. You know what? I almost said too much. God damn it, I forgot we're on these crocker lines. Go ahead, Brother Laramie. Let's bring it on in because we got to bring Brother Kaiman in. We got some more Marcus Garvey to give you. We got some Emmanuel over there walking back and forth about the way out his shoes. I know he got something else he wants to say. So I can see you from way across town, Emmanuel. I'm psychic. I'm way across Houston. I can tell you over there in the north side going back and forth.
I'm living with my comrade coming with. Go with it, Brother Laramie, man. Salute.
Come on, Laramie. Black power, B.R.
Black power. So,
hold on, New Orleans. We ain't forgot about you. Come on, B.R.
Oh, New Orleans going to come in. Oh, yeah. So, you know, and then we got a black superintendent above the Paris school. Yet and still.
Did you say a superintendent?
You know, I don't trust him. I don't like him. Because he looked like a grown man with baby teeth. I don't trust nobody like that in the first place. And he came from Washington, D.C. Y'all keep hiring folks out of state that don't understand what's going on down here. They ain't dealt with what we dealt with. You understand what I'm saying? Even if you got to check these folks before they come in. They didn't told you who he was. The organizations that are for the people, they didn't told you who he was. But yeah, you see, y'all vote for him because he's bringing in what? That all dirty dollar. Not all my all dirty dollars. So, but what we have to do, if you're going to be in that position, do what you have to do, but use it in a revolutionary way for the people and do not hold back. Stand up and stand strong. Even if you by yourself in that Metro Council meeting, you better say something. You better stand up for the people. Anytime somebody needs something to be brought up, guess what? You better answer the damn phone and put it in on every council meeting and make sure that shit goes through. And that's the problem that we have. We don't have enough people.
Well, hey, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. You know where it started at?
Yeah.
It started before that Metro Council meeting. It started in that barbershop.
Yeah.
When you in there talking
and
they talking about some bullshit. They talking about millionaires bouncing balls. You talking about where this budget going to come from and where it need to go and who need to go do something about it. While you in the beauty shop, while you talking about what WAP is and all this dumbass bullshit, you need to be talking about who y'all finna be putting in to the position out your community that's going to go there and represent your community. Let's stop letting these fucking ninny pig. It's what they are, these crackers that ninny pig, the Negroes that walk like they Pinocchios. They the crackers of the Geppettos. I can put together this nigga. He sound right. He move right. He dress right. I fix him up. We got trucking right there. He's going to do what I say. If he don't, I'm going to pull him out. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we're dealing with. So that's every city.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get to these political prisoners.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what y'all did for the political prisoners so we can bring on a comrade out of New Orleans.
So, yeah.
Yes, sir. Black Paul.
So every other day, I've been making these posts about the political prisoners, whether it be Matulu Shakur, whether it be H-Rap Brown, and especially our brother Ozone. And we said, if you care about what happened to H-Rap, if you care about what happened to Huey P. Newton, if the whole Free Huey Newton, if you care about what happened to Asada Shakur, you should be caring about what happened to Ozone. You should damn sure care. So all
that's
these freedom fighter groups out here claiming that they for the people and all this and that, we know what y'all do and don't do, but guess what? You better dig into your pocket, because that's how we're going to get this buzzer up out of here. You understand what I'm saying? We got to stand up if you don't do nothing else. These brothers, we are still dealing with the same damn devils today, because the same devils that locked up Huey are the same devils who taught their sons and whoever hell else to lock up Ozone, the same damn ones, because he got locked up at the end of 19, in the 60s and the 70s, he got locked up. You understand what I'm saying? The same. Well, that wasn't that long ago. That wasn't like long ago. My mama was born in 1960. So guess what? So what we have to do, we got to make sure we pay attention to who's doing what now. We have these brothers. We have these sisters out here right now. We talk about Stokely Carmichael. We have our Stokely Carmichael right now. We have our John Henry Clark right now. And what we have to do, we have to pay attention. We have to make phone calls on their behalf. We have to send them money. You understand what I'm saying? They have families that love them. H-Rap Brown's son is still fighting for him to this day. And he looks damn just like him, too. Young fella, probably in his 30s. You know, so we pushed that. We gave out the website. We Stand With Ozone, Justice Number 4 Ozone, and the Cash App. If you could claim you want to be fighting for the people in Freedom Fighter, stop just posting about Free Huey. Find out what's going on right now. You want to like that post, but don't understand what happened to Ozone right now because you've been bougie bonton your ass too much, being a petty bourgeoisie and picking yourself in the category, and that's just that's just history. No, the history is right now. This is current.
They bougie bonton.
So
they bougie bonton. They bougie bonton.
So, you know, these brothers, so if you fighting for the prison system, period, if you have, you know, we all know brothers who've been locked behind that wall and what goes on. That is trauma. That is psychological trauma they are putting on top of us. 80% of the brothers that get locked up in this parish prison are pre-trial. That means they are innocent before proven guilty. They have not been convicted of a damn thing. And you know
they
that.
Please.
So,
the lawyers get the money. The lawyers get the last cent of the money the family got and go in there and plead. How much you got? Well, how much you going to come up with? Okay, you got what? All right. They get to wait till they get their last drop. And they go, well, the DA, you know, he's tough. No, fuck that. You need to get, you know what? We're going to deal with that, too, with these attorneys and this system and this game. But, yes, sir. So
I'm
going to bring
Kaim,
I'm
going to
leave your mic open.
Say,
and I'm going to bring Kaim
right,
in,
so
in, and then I'm going to leave your mic open.
Right.
But go ahead.
So the last thing, so this is Black August. We're going to continue to fight. We got to train. We got to exercise our right. So on August 21st, here in Baton Rouge, with the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Reform Coalition, just like every third Saturday of the month, we're going to do a caravan around East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. We speak our minds. We go live on Facebook. And then we ride around the parish and we honk our horns and flash our lights. Them brothers are hearing us and let them know we are fighting for them. This is what you have to do in your city. You can come do it with us right here.
Wow.
In under the Bradley Street Bridge over by I-12, Interstate 110, I'm sorry, in Baton Rouge. Come ride with us. You can stay in your car because, you know, this virus is going rampant. Stay in your car and carry around with us and so them brothers can know. And honk your horn and let them brothers know that you are fighting for them. They are not forgotten about because they didn't lock down that damn place again. They didn't lock it down again. Only can get a couple of phone calls, maybe none. And guess what? What's also happening? They want to sit there and say, oh, well, the people, their visitors are always bringing in the drugs. We always heard the visitors and whatnot are bringing in the drugs, and that's how they're getting them. They ain't had barely any visitors, no visitors, in the last, what, year and a half, probably 2 years. So who bringing in the drugs? We know what they're getting in there. You are sitting there traumatizing them.
Yeah, they're doing it across the country. They say,
yes.
Across the country. This is going on with Ozone. They say, oh, the people that's supporting you said pig. Oh, you can't have no more visits, no more phone calls for not something that he did, but what they claim his supporters did. What the fuck? You're sitting there bringing dope into the prison, but anybody been in the prison? Well, who brings it in, Laramie? Oh, shit.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's all I wanted to
that's
say.
That's the question
prison.
Everybody
needs
to raise. We, you know, we ain't got to state the obvious.
Yes.
But fuck it. We don't say it. The jailers. The pigs, the administration.
They
what is going on in these
just,
prisons?
They let me do that just so
we
they
live in a prison
try
colony.
To get each other over. Yeah. Yeah. They want us to be like that just so they can say, look at those animals. Those are my brothers. Those are my sisters. Those are kings and queens. They are architects. They are poets. They are builders. They are thinkers. And you will not put them down.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, when it starts, they going to lose, but there's more of us than it is of them. Black power.
Black power. That's right, Brother Laramie. That's right. Brother Kaimi. Brother Kaimi, your mic is up. Your mic is up, Brother Kaimi. New Orleans is up.
Black power.
Yeah. Now, I ain't wrong for that. You got to be ready. You got to stay ready. See, you got to get ready. I know you ready.
Oh, I'm always ready.
I know
you
ready.
I'm always ready. I stay with it. Yeah, we
that's
all.
Right. Black power.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, got an opportunity, you know, to view the people, you know, have some things, talk about a few things with the people, you know, while we was out here. Even after the event was over, we still stayed out here with the people and hung with them and, you know, and just mingling with the people, you know, as we should. You know what I mean? Or something, you know, let our presence be known when we out here and stuff of that nature, you know. It was beautiful, though. Like, you know, it had a great energy, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was seeing what they did with the, yeah, speeches about what was already going on. You know, through the speakers, you know, we just improvise on shit. You know, we had a lot of technical issues, but we improvised, and I felt like we made our intelligence were made aware, and they brought us maybe a better event than what it could have been. You know, so as far as like you know, what I'm saying knowledge, you know, innocent,
well, it was a great
you know,
event.
So,
y'all did it. Wasn't nobody else doing it. It was from Marcus Garvey. It had to be great. You know
yeah,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
next
right,
is
right.
Perfect.
And next year we're going to make it 10 times great. You know, next year will be 10 times great. It's the first annual. We're going to have a second annual. You know, so we're going to keep it going. Keep the information going with the people, make them aware. So a lot of people don't even know Marcus Garvey ever existed. You know, let alone you know that he was shipped off from here in New Orleans. So, you know, we will keep on continuing to put information out there, continue talking to the people, continue learning with the people on you know, and just bringing awareness is what we do. You know, we just got city, what we got going on. I heard y'all talking about Cantrell. We got a lot of situations going on. You know, she's like really bullheaded right now. She feels as though she's not going to have a chance of not being reelected. She feels like she's going to be reelected easy, a landslide with no problem, but she going to have another thing coming. They got a young brother that's running against her. That's a brother, not a regular politician type of brother. He's a, the brother of the people. I think he's been in the Indian groups. One of the Indian groups. I gotta look at his name again, but so I believe that he's gonna be a powerful source for the people, you know. And I think he can put momentum behind him, Sam.
Baptiste.
And get things going with that. and try to get the people behind him so that, you know, we can merge Lou Victor against her because she's
talking about Melvin Baptiste?
Yeah, yeah.
You talking about Baptiste?
I forgot his nickname. I was trying to call his nickname out, but yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Noonan Man.
Right on. So that's exactly who we're talking about, Doug. That's exactly who you're going to try to get the momentum going towards, you know, against her, you know, to the people. I'm going to try to get in contact with Noonan Man so we can work with him and try to talk with the people, go to the neighborhood with him, to the people. So we're going to try to find out who he is first and then go to the neighborhood with him, you know, and try to get the people behind him versus, you know, being with Cantrell because she is not for us. He says people have been fooled thinking she is. And she's nowhere clear, nowhere near close to us of being for us. She's not even for the city.
So for everybody who don't know, what is the witch doing?
What she is doing is she's cutting out a lot of the culture. You know, she cut out the second line. She's trying to make it as if that's the issue and problem, but they ready to do a Mardi Gras. You know, they're allowing these, you know, the fact that they have their little issues, their little parties and get-togethers and weddings and have things like that as far as they want to do on Bourbon Street as well. Open like with no problem, no issues. But, you know, as far as like us and our community, we can't do what we need to do. And she's allowing them also to move in into our neighborhoods and they're raising property tax on people. So people are being forced to move out of their areas where they didn't live for years and decades. You know, they had houses that they had actually purchased and bought. Some of them can't afford their property tax when people can't afford rent no more. You know, and she's also sometimes called out a new mandate. Well, anytime you want to go somewhere, you want to go out to eat, go to dinner right quick with your family, you want to, you know, go to an outdoor event or indoor event, you got to either be vaccinated, you know, or you got to have a negative COVID test. That's the option they're trying to get. And I think eventually they're going to come to a point where they just say you got to be vaccinated. So I think she's trying to push us upon us, push us on the people, and force us to do what her bidding, force us to do what she wants us to do. Enforce this drug, this poison into our veins. That's exactly what she's doing. She's not for the people.
All right.
She's not
so
of
with that being said, let me read this letter that we read yesterday. We need every city to make sure that they have these and they're getting this out to the people. We have a letter. We got two letters. This is the first letter. Louisiana, Texas. We already looked it up. Look it up. There's a website that lists all of the states, and only 46 states have 46 states have the right to refuse vaccination or immunization because of your religious or spiritual belief or your personal philosophical belief. But you have to state this, you know what I'm saying? Not only that, you're going to present it, you know what I'm saying, to anyone who tries to challenge your right. You're going to speak it, you're going to state it, you know what I'm saying? You will present it, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know what I'm saying, we got a document for anybody that wants to try to force this type of situation on you that you will present to them too, you know what I'm saying? And this is key, and it's very important. I read these last night, and if anybody wants a copy of it, y'all need to send a email to nbpp.org. Go on and send us a contact, nbpp.org. But here it goes. So, number one, you have a God-given right, you know what I'm saying, to not allow anything to go into your body. You know what I'm saying? This is what's called your inalienable right. You know what I'm saying? Some people might say your sovereign rights or things of that nature, but you have inalienable rights, brothers and sisters. You can't, somebody just can't force you to do something just because they said, this is what I want. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't speak up for yourself, if you don't speak up for your own self, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to stand up for you? Just think about it. If you don't stand up for your own self, who you gonna expect to stand for you? So here we go. I got the first thing I'm gonna read to you is this comes from a website entitled Doctors for the number 4 COVID Ethics.org. There's a conglomerate of doctors that have spoken out about what's going on with these vaccines, and that have been documenting, doctors and scientists that have been documenting how all this is biological weaponry, where it originated from. You know what I'm saying? Who's behind it? You know, and we need to understand that this is not by just, it just dropped out the blue what's taking place here. All right, now I'm going to read this letter. Anybody can, you can present this letter. You go somewhere, they say you got to do this. As a matter of fact, y'all need to present this letter to Contrail and the Metro City Council and have her to sign this document. And anybody that's trying to push such things, it says a letter of conditional acceptance and consent to the GP, General Public Medical Staff, pursuant to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights under the bioethic and under the bioethic category of 2005 and the data subject access request article 15. And these are United Nations, these are human rights that all of these nations have agreed to, right? Dear Dr., Mr., Ms., etc., I am writing to notify you that I shall only offer to be consented to vaccination upon condition that the answers to each and every single question set below is in the affirmative and all reasonings requested supplied to me as soon as reasonably possible. See, this is who you're going to present this to. Somebody saying you got to be vaccinated. I want to vaccinate you. You want them to fill out this, have them fill it. They want you to show them something, have them do this. Or try to tell you you can't get this job, or you can't stay here, or your child must take this to do that. You must present this. Question number one, are you Dr., Mr., Mrs., exercising your duties as a medical doctor as laid out and as standing by all the materials at all times? They're not going to be able to do that. Are you satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the COVID vaccine is sufficiently safe and effective for mass rollout without a marketing license, a medical license? I believe that's a typo. Number three, are you satisfied that a COVID vaccine is even necessary when the generally accepted survival rate for COVID-19 being around 99.96%? 99.96% of the people that even catch COVID survive it. Yes, it's unfortunate that there is a 4% that won't make it. But the biological weapon never should have been unleashed anyway. It goes on to say, and the vast majority of recorded deaths are being in the elderly and those with severe conditional morbidity. Question number four. So they got each of these questions, they must circle yes or no. Plain and simple. Do you agree that the vaccination campaign amounts to a human experiment according to the Nuremberg Code, Article 6? The Nuremberg Code, these are dealing with crimes against humanity. And there being an absence of trials on animals that show its safety and efficiency, and that my fully informed consent is therefore essential pursuant to Article 6 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Bioethics. See, they have to be able to affirm that they are not committing crimes against humanity upon you by demanding this of you. Number eight, are you satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that refusing access to services against a person who does not agree with the COVID-19 vaccine is not an act of discrimination upon equality and disability legislation, or an act of socioethic moral repression against natural common law and principles of sovereignty in living men and women? Are you saying that you're going to discriminate on me based on me exercising my God-given right to not allow you to poison me and my... They would not be able to answer this in the affirmative. And if they do, they goddamn liars. I need to check them on the spot. Do you have in your possession or control reliable data, independently verified, not Pfizer verifying Pfizer, not Moderna verifying Moderna, knowing they didn't pay so many fines over the decades for medical, for poisoning people with their medicine. Let me go back. Do you have in your possession, do you, the person that's trying to tell you to take this poison, or you must have this poison, do you in your possession or control reliable data, independently verified, detailing the precise ingredients in this COVID vaccine? Hello? What is this that you're trying to put into me and demand that I must have? I want all of the ingredients, and I need it to be verified by your knowledge. Verify independently, not hearsay. Number seven, are you satisfied as a medical doctor or professional that such vaccine ingredients shall not individually or collectively cause me adverse psychological or physical reactions? Now, this would be to a doctor, and it says slash professional, or whoever's trying to mandate this or force this. Can you answer this in the affirmative, Kentrell? Can you answer this in an affirmative, anyone? Are you prepared to sign a personal indemnity? Yeah, everything, all of your assets on the line for the benefits to myself and my heirs and next of kin upon unlimited liability in your private capacity. Everything that you got, you're going to write, you're going to sign off and confirm. If something happens to me or to my, and this can go to my heirs if I'm not here to make it. Because you could, people are going to be maimed for this, made sterile and infertile. For any harm or loss of life experience for me from adverse reactions upon my taking the vaccine in one or repeated doses. Again, I repeat, are you prepared to sign a personal indemnity for the benefit of myself and or heirs, next of kin, upon full unlimited liability in your private capacity for any harm or loss of life experienced by me from adverse reactions following upon me taking the vaccine in one or repeated doses? Number nine, do you understand that the concealment of data, blocking, and refusal to provide data or information related to all of the personal data is a criminal offense under the Data Protection Act of 1973. So if they're trying to force you to do this or want you to present this and won't sign this document, then they're concealing. Then to me, that was saying, because I'm not friend law. This is what we standing on. Take all you would ever want to let alone, whatever come with it. For you concealing or refusing to provide me with this information, you want to force this pause upon me and my children. Want me to consent to it, but you can't verify it. You can't put everything you own on it. You can't tell me it's not going to kill me, cause me to go psychologically or physically injured. And I'm asking you for you to provide this to me. And if you don't provide it to me, then you are not only criminally liable, civilly liable, I mean, being to sue you for everything, but it's criminal. Because as far as I'm concerned, me, it's attempted murder. It's a lethal injection. Okay. And number 10, are you prepared to set out your precise reason upon independent evidence for your affirming any of the answers in question 2, 3, 5, and 7? I say all of these. Kindly send me a reply autographed in wet ink within one calendar month in order to comply with data protection requirements and answer my concerns in honor and lawful transparency. Thank you, and have them sign it in blue ink. Your wet signature. You know, they say red, black, and blue. That blue is your blue signature. Your oath that you're telling the truth. Your autograph. Will they be able to provide that? I don't think they can provide that. I don't. And if somebody does sign that, they better sign it with a stack of proof and the stack approved. Not only that, if they sign it, I want not only for the personal indemnity part, I need to see your financial record, because I want to know if I have to sue you and have to liquidate your assets, what are you working with? You know how they do when you want to go get a loan? You want me to put my money, like they say, you want me to put my money on the line? I need to see what you're working with. You want me to put my life on the line? I can guarantee you, no one in their right mind gonna sign or try to present this. And if the even if they do, you better go back to that first letter I read. Or did I didn't get to read the first letter? The letter that tells you about, and this is very simple. A brother sent this to me that he got from a minister, but you don't have to have a minister to do this. But I'm glad that he sent it, because you can do this on your own. You can say this and present the same type of document on your own. And it says, hold on. It says, I, you know, your name, I, the employee of whatever company goes in, do or can be school, employee, parent of, student of, myself, whatever. You can interchange employee, whatever it reference to. Do exercise my religious belief that preclude me from vaccination. So I am exercising my religious rights as pursuant to exemption from mandatory immunization as a employee. Therefore, have given this in my written statement signed by myself upon the grounds that the proposed immunization interferes with my exercise of my religious, and we can put spiritual and personal beliefs. You can add to it, because some people might want to just go on religion. This letter was sent to someone from their minister for them, right? You can do this for yourself. Because a lot of these ministers is pimping this poison. They're getting paid by the politicians to pimp this poison. Or they're deaf, dumb, and blind and believe whatever Whitey say because they worship Whitey. You know what I'm saying? I do hereby certify that a proposed immunization interferes with the free exercise of my religious rights. That's your First Amendment right. And this so-called law, additionally, administering injections conflicts with my personal religious convictions, as I strongly disagree to getting vaccinated by injection or orally. Thank you in advance. Signed. And this document is actually notarized. You can get it notarized, but you can write it in your free will. What I'm getting to, you must stand up against it and stand on it with your paperwork. And if anybody try to break it, shit, sue their ass. Stand up on it. It's buku jobs, man. It's other skills. Don't let no job or no school be no reason for you or your child being poisoned. Hell, take some online classes until you can get the classes that you need for you or your children. Start your own business. Stop giving these lame-ass excuses. Seriously. I don't handle it for my job. You cotton picking slave. That's not no job. That's a plantation. If you have no free will and are so dependent upon whatever this place is that you don't believe in yourself or your God, that you will subject your own life and your children's life. This is what we must teach and present to the people as well, by virtual, by industry, by any means necessary. Cayman. So the people out there beautifully, you see that the mayor is trying to shut down all of the culture. But, and you know what I'm saying, are people out there, I want to know, are people exercising safety precautions? We also got to teach the people about the water and the sun, putting these nutrients in their body. So how do you know what I'm saying, anybody else with you, you know what I'm saying, that want to give a field report, you can finish the field report. All of the above is available. You have the floor. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. This is National Deputy Field Marshal Shaka Zulu out of New Orleans.
Shaka Zulu!
Black Power family. Yeah, pretty much, you know, this is the case in New Orleans. Just the simple fact that, you know, people are wearing masks and people are, you know, we're outside, you know what I'm saying? So it's naturally people are social distancing. But the simple fact here in New Orleans to where they make it to where if you want to do any kind of, they're going to make it to where if you want to do any kind of event, you either got to get a vaccine or get those, you know, get those tests done, get the tests done. Now, it takes a lot of people to get those tests. So, you know, some people may be like effort and go straight to the vaccine. So that's another way of forcing people to take the vaccine without us even knowing it. So Coontrell is playing a game on the city of New Orleans. And honestly, it's up to us to, you know, kick her in the ass and tell her, look, you're not going to keep this up because it's getting even worse. She's even setting up checkpoints throughout the city of New Orleans as well. Checkpoints stopping cars. She even did this little thing it's called stop. It's something to stop the crime, but it's giving the pigs to go ahead and stop their friends, any black child walking down the street, as, you know, when the sun's going down. So from the stars of it, Coontrell is turning New Orleans into a sundown town. So there's multiple things to deal with besides COVID here in the city of New Orleans that we got to deal with. Black power.
Black power. God dang. And what about the rest of the people? You know what I'm saying? You know, all the power is not in this lady. The power is truly in the people. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the people involved. You know what I'm saying? The repression, it's going to pop like a pile of kids. It's going to pop like a pot of kid. Good work out there in the field. Good work politicizing people. You know what I'm saying? Good work in honoring the honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I wanted to play a quick clip, but it might eat up all the time. But I think I need to play it. Anybody else from New Orleans want to ready?
Y'all ready. Y'all think you get done talking. My bad power is Brother Jelinski, National Field Marshal. Field Deputy.
Black power.
Nah, I've been under the influence of it, but Black Power, make sure everybody get that interferon. Hello, can you hear me?
Right on. Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Jaminski.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, but everybody get the Paxlovid and be careful out there, man. Just like I said last night, we was asked to get vaccinated, so they threw me for a loop, but the crackers trying to make it a make it normal now to do all this.
Are they trying to vaccinate people on the spot at these places?
Yeah, we walked in the place last night. He's like, you vaccinated? And I was like, what? He's like, are you vaccinated? I was like, nah, I just turned around.
Gross.
But yeah, I was like, everybody be careful out there and get Paxlovid. Black power.
All right, that Paxlovid is the interferon. Thank you, Deputy National Field Marshal. That Paxlovid is the alpha interferon to help build your immune to protect you from being susceptible to the virus. But also, you need to be making sure that you're drinking plenty of water a day, getting plenty of sunlight. You know what I'm saying? That vitamin D, drinking plenty of vitamin C, taking plenty of vitamin C and zinc, taking your herbs. You know what I'm saying? All of those supplements, like the echinacea, all those things that we said from the beginning, elderberry, mullein, all those different herbs, burdock root. You know what I'm saying? There's so many herbs. Grab one, grab two, grab them all if you can. You know what I'm saying? Add that to your grocery list. You know, take your garlic, ginger, and lemon brews. Don't stop. Keep your immune built up. You know what I'm saying? And while you're out and about, you know what I'm saying? You know, use caution, brothers and sisters. You know, use caution. All right, now, who else do we got? We got somebody else in the house?
No, it's just but it's kind of even back. I'll say it's in the round. You know, everybody put the energy to this call because everything was happening out here. Everything was important to put out there. You know, that's why.
That's right.
But that Coontrell, I'm definitely gonna fuck with that. Somebody actually sent me something about getting today, you know, one of the people she sent me something about getting, you know, what you call it, from being vaccinated, getting on, you know, to be able to get the papers to so you can be exempt from being vaccinated. The word. Yeah. But
there you go. Arm the people. That's the weapon of protection. Arm the people with the paperwork. Arm the people with the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Protection ain't just a gun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Protection is telling people how to take care of themselves. What you say, Kaylee?
I was saying, man, I say what we're gonna do is we gonna print out the letters you were just narrating. We're gonna print that out and also those papers too and hand them out to the people, like packets against the vaccination.
Right on. Sound like a Panther newsletter on the way. All right, sound like a Panther newsletter on the way. Black Power. All right, check this out, y'all. Y'all got to hear this. Huh?
I'm going to hand it out, Black Power.
Black Power, I want y'all to hear this, man. It's calling me. We got to listen to Queen Mother Moore when she talks about Marcus Garvey. And when they, this is when he was being tried at the federal court down there in New Orleans. Check this out, y'all.
My name is Earl Pinto, and I am the guest host of the Flo Kennedy Show. We are greatly honored to have as our guest today a great woman, a freedom fighter for African people throughout the world. Her name is Queen Mother Moore. Welcome, Queen Mother.
Thank you.
How did you become known as Queen Mother Moore?
Well, that name was bestowed upon me by the African students, first of all, as a result of my years of activities in this country. They gave it to me. And when I went to Africa to Dr. Nkrumah's funeral, the chief heard about me, and he sent for me to come to him. And I went, and he said, I'm going to make you officially Queen Mother of the Ashanti. And he initiated me Queen Mother. But I was Queen Mother before I went to Africa.
Did you personally know the late Kwame Nkrumah?
Yes, I did. I knew him here.
Okay, you met him while he was visiting here?
Yes.
Okay, and that is in conjunction with your work.
Yes.
I understand that you sent a petition to the United Nations, in, I think, 1957, for reparations for the black people in America. Explain something about that to us.
Yes, the petition called for us to go back to Africa, for those who wanted to go back. And for those who wanted to stay here, there had to be certain indemnity given for the people who wanted to stay, the people who wanted to go.
What kind of indemnity?
Well, I was asking for $200
billion. $200 billion?
Dollars.
To indemnify?
Yes, for the injury that we have received. The injury as a result of our enslavement.
Okay, that's for our 400 years of enslavement.
Yes.
As reparations, you requested $200 billion.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, when you sent this petition to the United Nations, what kind of response did you get?
I got a very good response. But he told me that we needed a member nation to introduce the resolution since we were not officially members of the UN.
Is this with your work with the Republic of New Africa?
No, that was not. I went as a member of the Ethiopian Women, the Universal Association of Ethiopian Women.
I understand that you founded that organization.
Yes.
And what was that organization about?
To save our men from execution. They were being executed at the rate of two a week almost. There was somebody being executed.
Then unjustly executed?
Yes, we felt they were unjustly executed. and we tried to save some of them. We did save some.
Mention a few.
From execution. Labatt and Porret. We saved those. We saved Jenkins. We saved another brother.
Well, there was a number of people that were saved from execution because they were unjustly charged with crimes.
Yes.
And where did this take place?
In New Orleans.
Okay,
Louisiana.
You're from New Orleans,
yes.
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also worked with Marcus Garvey.
Yes.
Tell us first something about Marcus Garvey.
Well, I was first brought into the Marcus Garvey movement by the fact that I understood that he was to come and speak to us in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the meeting, and lo and behold, he didn't come. And we heard that the mayor refused to allow him to come. So we were very incensed about it and got a delegation to go see why. And then it was guaranteed that Marcus Garvey would come the next night. And the hall was packed with people. And everybody went with ammunition.
They had guns?
They had guns. Everybody had guns. Blue Steel, Smith & Wesson's, German Lugers, had plenty of German Lugers because, you know, the war had boys from the war and everything.
Okay.
And I had two guns with me, and they all had guns and ammunition, a bag of ammunition. Everybody had what you call a suitcase today. We used to call satchels.
What was all this? Why was
ammunition.
Why were you so armed?
Because we was afraid the police would stop him from coming again.
Okay.
And we wanted to protect him. And so we went. 3,500 people was in that hall. And so when Garvey came, we applauded very much. And he said, "My friends, I want to apologize for not speaking to you last night. But the reason I didn't speak to you is because the mayor permitted himself to be used as a stooge by the police department to prevent me from speaking to you." And when he said that, the police jumped up and said, "I'll run you in." And when the police did that, everybody jumped up on the benches. We had benches then.
Uh-huh.
And took out their guns straight up. The guns were straight up in the air. "Speak, Garvey, speak." And Garvey said, and as I was saying, and he went and repeated himself. And the police filed out of there like little puppy dogs with their little tails between their legs. Every policeman filed out of the hall.
Okay, after which I understand you started a chapter of his organization?
No, I didn't start a chapter.
Okay.
We had a chapter going down there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you purchased stock in the
Black Star Line, yes.
What was that? What was the Black Star Line?
Black Star Line was ships that Marcus Garvey was buying.
For what purpose?
To go to Africa. To go to Africa and to trade with Africa. He was going to trade with the West Indies and Africa.
And what was the result of the purchase of the ships? Did they ever get to Africa?
No, the people sabotaged the ships. There was great sabotage. You know, on Garvey's board, he had a lot of enemies of our people. You couldn't talk about Africa in those days without expecting the agents to be around you. You had the agents of Belgium, you had the agents of France, you had the agents of England, and all those agents were sitting on his board.
Oh, trying to sabotage his work.
And yes, in the form of black skins.
Okay.
You see? So they sabotaged the ships.
All right.
And then they charged Garvey with fraud because they were saying that he was selling unworthy ships, you know.
How did the work of Marcus Garvey influence your life?
Oh, very much so. Oh, yes, because he taught me about the glories of Africa. I never went to sleep anymore since then. Never. I did much study since then of my own.
on the glories of Africa.
Yes.
You've made numerous trips to Africa.
Yes.
I understand that you recently attended the Women's Conference, the International
yes.
Women's Conference.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, that was very great.
Black power, black power. This clip can go on, it goes on for another 16 minutes, but we don't have that much time in the show. We got under 10 minutes. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to play that portion because it is so timely, not only dealing with the great works and the great influence of Marcus Garvey, but also dealing with how the people were in resistance to the tyranny of the police. And as how Brother Laramie was speaking earlier on how the prisons are killing and torturing and still doing it to today. Back then it was at every 2 weeks. But as Laramie said, since 2012, over close to 50 people have died. So they just slowed it up a little, but they murdered nonetheless in 10 years. So that's basically once a month if you do the math. Let me see. My math might be a little off. 10 times 12 is what? 10 times 12, 10 years. 10 times 12, somebody help me. 200.
120.
120,
10 times 120. 12,
120.
Yeah. And that's confirmed.
And that's what these are
confirmed.
You know what I'm saying? So basically, not every 12 days. You know, it's not every 2 weeks, but at least once a year or more. And who knows what this escalation rate is. Go ahead, Laramie.
Because,
you might got the statistics.
Because they're not.
Well, I know you do.
Because the police are not authorized. I mean, the prison is not authorized to give anybody an account of any death that goes on in the prison to the Metro Council, which we are trying to get on that agenda, but they keep pushing this shit off. People are dying.
See, that's
every
just one
week.
Jail.
That's just
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying. That's one jail. If one jail got these many deaths, when you add them all up, that's that one jail. What about the other jails in Louisiana? What's going on in Florida with Ozone now? Spike was beaten, but Ozone was put in inhumane conditions in Georgia, now in Florida. These crackers ain't changed. And Marcus Garvey told y'all in the beginning clip that even when he left the earth, he would come back in the whirlwind. And he has. This is why we're able to honor him today. Queen Mother Moore today. The works that you do today will be significant for the future. And the children and the youth were able to reach back and see what the Panthers was doing and what the community freedom fighters were doing. There's so many people on the planet, but few of them are doing anything. Let's change that dynamic. And you be the ones. Let us be the ones. Continue to be the ones. And to get even stronger and come with the tools of what they need right now, we must be able to adjust. If it's time to pull in, you come in. If you out, and you know what I'm saying? If you out and you hit a strong bump. If you engage in a protracted battle, make sure you have all the resources at your disposal and you operate in the right manner. No compromise. And if you don't have everything you need, be a gorilla like the New Orleans chapter did. Work on what you got. The New Orleans chapter can say, oh, man, we ain't got this, we ain't got that. Oh, man, let's just go home. No. They worked with what they had. And the show went on. Black power. Black power salute. Outbreak going on bad in Baton Rouge. The consensus was we pulling in. We're going to do a virtual presentation. And the show went on. Black power. Be able to discern. And pivot and move and keep moving, evolving, never degenerating. We are not going to backtrack. We are not going to allow complacency. And everyone has a role in this. Everyone. Everyone. Down there in Florida. in South Carolina, in Jersey, in West Virginia, in Virginia, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, wherever you're at. Keep up the good work. Step up to the plate, everyone. Let's get even stronger. Black power. Can I get a witness? We got 4 minutes. Anybody else that haven't said nothing that's on this line? We got a lot of people on this line. So before I toss the mic to Brother, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Emmanuel, that speak now forever hold your peace. All right, Brother Emmanuel. That's you that said black power?
Oh, you know it.
Ride it. You got it. We're passing you the mic. Black power.
Black power. I am the spirit of my comrades' work. I promote our people to unite under the leadership of my comrades all over. Every time you hear my voice or the message I give, this is not for the credit of me, Brother Emmanuel. I don't want pictures with you. I ain't signing no autographs. I am saying these things so that you can see who we are as a people, because we, my comrades, myself, we are one. For everyone that speak on here, for everyone that had a boots on the ground, our sisters, our brothers, when I speak, I'm speaking to promote them and the works that they do. So if you're moved by the things that I say, the lessons that I give, the truths that we terrorize and give everybody, if you're moved by that, then you're supposed to be. Because we, as Marcus Garvey said, are the whirlwind. As Brother Eugene said, this is the pyramid we are building, our life's legacy to leave behind to our ancestors that will come in the great line of divine behind us, so that they themselves can be just as great as we are. I give supreme salute to our brother Laramie, to our brother Shaka Zulu, to our brother Jelinski, to our brother Kaine, to all our sisters and brothers that are out there in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, doing what they're doing. Y'all just heard from the Queen Mother. This was the woman who sat there and watched them as they tried to tear down our great leader. They tried to tear down the man that could bring black people together in a unified, uniformed fashion, as they still continue to do with our General Crystal. They say that right in front of you, you can have your mother and your father produce you. But then later on in life, they can manipulate your mind into believing you can't have a woman running it with you. These people say, oh, she can't be in a position of power. She's a woman. Well, here, what group is you with? Because we have the woman in that, and she has a dominant power just as the man. We are reflections of each other. So if you can't ride, if you can't have the black woman on your side fighting in the battle and have the same amount of respect as you have for the black man, then you, as Marcus said, are a traitor to your people. You are fake. You are believers in something that is not real. You are the elect of God. But you yourself, as the book says, have been fooled. And there are many out here. Everything I say is for all my comrades, for their glory, for them putting their lives on the line. This is what we do it for, to give y'all the truths of everything that has been hidden from us, the grand children of our Father, the great ones. And we are doing great and magnificent things. So I salute, I supremely salute you all in all the love that I can give you by giving you my presence every time that it is called upon, and hoping that these words immortalized on this radio station, on this vinyl, cast out the spirit of my truths over all that hear it. And when it is ingested into their ears, digested into their bodies, they will then
give back off that essence to others around them and bring their like brothers and sisters into the fold. And in the proper time, we will unite as Marcus Garvey showed us we could before. But we will do it greater now. Together, we are the weapon. They know we are. We are God's children. We are love.
Wow.
And so we say, for our babies, for ourselves, and for those that sacrificed to get us the opportunity to say this right now, the whirlwind is here, and it is one love, Black Power.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's up and coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, man, they ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I see more twisted step ripping, come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nigga, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by any means next. Colossic, Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I see more, it's worth a step, rip and come to the death. You can see, you pass the lies, you got nine, you're just stuck. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the people, you're the rock. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the death. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.